Me, but also you. The Pharaoh fast forwards his favorite foreign film, Powder Donut. Okay, what's my line?
The only line I see here on the script is get options based on your budget with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive.
Oh man, that's a tongue twister, huh? I'm sorry, I'm gonna need a few more minutes. Bulbous Walrus, the Bulbous Walrus.
The Name Your Price tool, only from Progressive.
The owl ran afoul of the comatose coxswain.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yay! Enda.
Weird hours of the night.
Dumelang makhayeng, makhayeng, tobelang.
Makhayetsu.
Yeah, that.
Makhayeng means the villages.
Is it?
Yes.
You can tell.
And then the other
boy.
One means?
Okay, there's makhayeng, makhayetsu is like those, you're just acknowledging people. I don't exactly know what it means because I'm not Tswana. But like, yeah, it's a term of endearment. Like you acknowledging people who are within your space, family.
Oh, okay.
All I wanted to say is Tobelang.
No, Tobela.
Hey, Tobela.
Did you say Tobelang?
Tobela.
Boomshak
Ezito.
Do you think they're like one of the greatest groups? Alongside Bongo Muffin to ever come out of this country?
Mm-hmm.
Alongside Botrompies, Squatter Camp.
Hey, there's no groups anymore, ne?
No.
Yeah, there's no groups anymore.
Mafiki Zola was not a group. It was more of a duo.
No, but
there
were group.
The other guy passed away.
Oh, there were three of them.
Yeah. There was three, yeah.
But it was Malaika.
He was pretty quiet. Yeah. The other guy. Always seemed like there's two.
Yeah.
There was Malaika as well.
Tebucho, ne? Mm-hmm. That was the other guy.
And then which other group was there? But there are groups. Ladysmith, Black Mambas.
Where are you going with this? We should start a podcast group. Pop stars.
They were pop stars as well, remember?
Yeah, but currently.
Nah,
people
are about themselves.
Everybody's a superstar now.
Yeah.
Remember, we were even talking about rappers not doing collabs anymore?
Or
remixes and stuff.
Mm.
Yeah, everybody's like, fuck that shit.
Anyway, welcome to it, ladies and gentlemen. It's another edition of Podcast and Chill. As you can see, we're no longer at Len's house because they kicked him out of his own house.
Dan Ragile.
Wow. What happened, Len?
We were too loud, man.
Oh, really?
Yeah. We
were
disturbing the peace.
Whoa. Wow.
I thought it was the woman who kicked you out.
No, it was not her per se. It was the neighbors.
Yeah.
No, isn't it because you're running?
Please don't start with the running. Oh, yeah, shit. Speaking about last week's episode, I cannot start the podcast without telling you the Chilly M story because people have been having me.
Yeah.
I think it's the longest tease of all time.
Wow.
7 days.
You know?
Yeah.
Okay, so this is what happened. So I'm there at Chilly M's funeral, right? And then they had to, because like his whole family was Christian. He was a Christian.
Yeah.
So they brought priests to pray at the ceremony, right?
They brought or bought?
No, they brought.
Brought.
They invited priests to come and speak and do the whole ceremony thing.
Nice.
For the funeral. So now we needed to do guard of honor, right? For when Chili's body is leaving
when the coffin is leaving the premises.
Yes. We're at the Civic Theater. So it's leaving, right? So we do a guard of honor. The coffin leaves. It gets into the car. And then now we all go outside, right? And now we're trying to get to the car, into the car.
To go to the cemetery.
To the cemetery, right? So as I'm about to go to my car, this priest out of nowhere comes. He comes to me. I'm like, hey, how are you? You know, it's a priest. You got to be respectful.
Okay.
You know what I mean? And then he whispers to me. He goes, I'm a chila. And then he walked off.
We are blessed.
Yeah.
We are blessed. No wonder we're still standing.
I couldn't believe it. I was like, wow.
You.
Dude, the part that kills me, right, is I'm a chile.
Like, he doesn't want people to know. You know, it was crazy, dude.
A whole priest.
Yeah, a whole priest. Yeah, and he's like, yo, when you come to the cemetery, I'm like, yeah. He's like, yeah, please take a picture with me when we're done with everything. I'm like, cool. No problem.
With priest clothes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Hey, man. Hey, I thought he's coming to tell me I've been sinning or something.
Like, I know.
Like he's a prophet, you know?
He wants to prophesy.
Like, Father. Father, I have sins.
Yeah, he comes to me. He's like, hey, I'm a Jew.
Wow. And
for me, like, you know, since we started this thing, like, people keep telling us, you know, we love the podcast.
Yeah,
it's dope,
yeah,
it's dope, you know. Yeah. But when you're involved, like, when something is close to home, you really don't see,
yeah,
like, what people are saying, you know, because
yeah,
you're a part of it. So, yes, like, when people say it's big and they love it, you know, obviously we're grateful.
Yeah.
But how big, you can never really tell.
Yeah.
But that moment for me, I was like, wow.
You have made
a priest.
Yo.
An entire priest.
Yeah. And like, we're talking about sex every 5 minutes.
Yo, but he
so
can
be like, hey, this is a good break. Big shoo yesterday. Ah, no, this is a good break. Ring MacGyver.
This is his getaway from Abazalwane, eh? Like, yo.
Because they're human.
Yeah.
They're human.
At
you
the end of the day.
They need they're human. Yeah.
I must get his name because he's we WhatsApp now.
On a WhatsApp basis.
does he
priest on call?
Is that why you want to be a better person this year? Does he send you scriptures, you know?
No, yeah? He was just saying because he found the WhatsApp line.
Oh, okay.
And you know I got the WhatsApp line now.
Oh,
yeah.
Yes,
so it's
yeah?
Like, hey, great to meet you the other day. Uh-huh. We must go out for drinks. Even, yes. And then
for drinks?
Yeah,
for
and then in brackets it's like, even priests drink.
Oh,
so I'm like, as long as it's wine.
Red wine.
I'm fundis.
In Jesus' name. Amen.
Yeah.
But that's the craziest chiller I've met, I think.
Oh, that is so... That is
imagine if
cool.
Cyril Ramaphosa listens to the podcast or watches it.
I wouldn't be shocked, dude. I wouldn't be shocked. Like I'm saying, because we chill here, it's the camera, we've got Tabang here. We don't actually get to see who's watching.
Who's watching.
But you never know, bro.
Yeah.
A priest. Impressive.
We've got the regular commenters and...
The
I guess the chillers that
notification
we can
gang.
See. Yeah, notification gang and so forth.
Yeah.
But... There are others who are silent.
Mm.
And you? It could be anyone and everyone
yeah.
out there.
You think criminals listen to us?
Hey. Like maybe we're big in the prison.
Arrested development. Who knows?
Oh, they probably have fiber now. They have everything in prison,
yeah.
bro.
Yeah,
no.
It's homie there. It's homie. It's homie.
Yeah.
Oh, someone asked me the other day, and I thought I should ask you this. But first, before I ask you that, craziest chiller you've met?
Yo, there's a lot. There is a lot. Damn.
Were you like, wow, you listen?
I have a story, actually.
Tell us.
Hey, you know, I know this other lady from church. Well, now that it's...
Hey, you know,
must open a church here.
Hallelujah. We're sleeping on Manichi. Agree, you know, there are televangelists. Yeah. We can be podcast. Evangelists.
Yeah.
Touch the screen. Touch the screen.
Touch the screen right now. Touch your mouse.
Touch the screen. Click.
Click, click. Click on subscribe.
You are blessed.
Subscribe. You are blessed. You see these bank details at the bottom rolling.
Yeah.
Start putting the banking details there. Just keep on rolling.
You put them on your app, on your banking app, and you press pay. You are blessed.
God take your wallet as well.
Yeah.
God is good.
Clear them immediately. With a pin.
Ah, guys.
We
are sleepies,
Chef.
Yeah.
So this other lady from church, she was currently, late last year, she was currently going through a divorce, you know. And then she sends me of Dineo Ranak. You interviewed Dineo Ranak.
Yeah.
You know who? Because Dineo Ranak was like so powerful and like giving sisters. Basically, she was preaching on her interview, you know?
Yeah.
So this other, she sends it to me. She's like, oh, hi, my friend. Oh, this just inspires me so much, you know, with what I'm going through. Mm. But, you know, just make sure you listen to it, like, when you're alone, because there's some cursing happening. I was like, when I open this, I'm like, this is Dineo. Jesus, I wonder who's watching this podcast.
Yeah. And that time, so, she didn't even know you, the ghost lady.
Exactly. You know? So she's like, wow.
Well,
you know,
I was there.
Yeah.
But yeah, speaking about the craziest chiller, dude, I cannot pinpoint somebody to mind, but it's usually a corporate people, like somebody that you look at and you meet them at like a meeting. This was somebody that I met via work, right? We're in a meeting, like meeting, proper meeting. We're supposed to discuss like serious things. I was like, oh, where's McG?
Pivan. Why are they asking like I'm going to pop out of nowhere?
You know?
Like when they see you, they see McG, eh?
Yeah. Yeah, I was like, no, I don't got the scoop on him. But yeah. Like, wow. Yeah. So I'm like, I don't know. It's like, oh yeah, you guys are doing, I love the podcast. And I look at this lady, I'm like, you listen to the podcast?
That's insane.
I'm like, wow. I was like, okay, cool. And this is like a proper somebody corporate. You can see this person is like family orientated type of thing. Mm. And they're like all, you're like, nah, you there's no way. You.
I don't know if I should swear anymore.
Those kind of things. Those kind of things.
We got priests listening.
You know?
We should start
people
with a prayer.
People giving us disclaimers just before they say, oh, watch the podcast, you know?
Yeah. It's so freaking weird, bro.
Anyway, so someone once asked me, what's the difference between prison and school?
Well, one lets you go home.
And the one you go there willingly. You go there willingly.
But think about it. What is the difference?
Well, you go
after
home.
School is after school.
Mm.
Well, you can fight in prison. You can fight after school. Not that we advocate for that.
Yeah.
At school, you are told what to do predominantly most of the time. You are told when to eat, like in prison. Well, if you live in hostel, you are told when to wake up. As in like school hostel, yes. You are told when to wake up, when to eat, when to brush your teeth, when to sleep, lights off, same as prison. I think the only difference is those who go home afterwards and go do homework. I think.
No, but a school is way better though than prison.
You can bug school.
You know?
You can prison break.
True. El
Chapo. That's banking prison.
Imagine.
That's banking prison. What is the difference between school and prison?
Tabang, give Tabang the mic there. What do you think? Here's our new cameraman. Hey, big shout out to Tabang. Everybody that's been saying the new podcast, the interviews look dope.
Mm.
It's all because of Tabang. Round of applause for Tabang. Oh, am I the only one who's going to clap for Tabang?
I've got a mic in one hand. You are hands free.
Yeah.
It's shots by Tabang.
Shots by Tabang. Cheers. Let that be known.
Yeah, I don't know, actually, man. You caught me right on the spot, my G.
Yeah.
The difference between school and prison.
Both have uniform.
Both have uniform.
For 10 marks.
The difference is, one you can die, one you can't, maybe.
You can't die at school.
Oh, yeah, you actually can. Yeah, but I don't know, man. I don't know, dog. I don't know.
I think it's the ability to go back home and sleep on your own bed.
That's all. That's it.
Okay, not the ability, the freedom to go home and sleep on your own bed.
But at the end of the day, I'd opt for school anytime, any day.
Yeah.
No. Obviously. Because schools have feeding schemes. Prison have feeding schemes.
Yeah.
But speaking about school, what did you think of the Parktown Boys thing?
It is messed up. You know, who was I talking to?
Just brief some chillers that might not know what happened.
Okay, so grade sixes, no, grade eights rather, standard six. I'm not trying to reveal my age here. Form one. It was form one, grade eight.
Form one.
Yeah. Don't you know back in the days, grade eight was form one, nine was form two,
know.
Form three, form four, form five was matric.
Yeah.
Yeah, so grade eight is form one.
Sure.
Yeah.
Do we have chillers who still say form one?
Or who know form one?
Okay.
Judging by the priest, you never know.
Yeah.
But anyway, what happened was, grade eight, get to school, part of orientation, and getting to understand the culture of the school. They go on camps. These camps are popular amongst a lot of schools, actually.
Very common here.
Very common.
But on the first day, isn't that a bit strange?
No. You normally do it on the first
day. Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Missed out on my own camp, the grade eight camp.
On the first day?
Yeah, yeah.
So the first day of school, you guys get together. You get, okay, all the grade eights come through, get in a bus,
go to a designated area. Well, back in my days, there were no cell phones.
I thought you were going to say there were no buses.
And you went on a carriage. Well, you are Sutu, right?
And we have horses. So, went on a grade 8 camp, and there's a lot of activities that you do. So I think at the core of it is to, like I said, it's to learn the culture of the school and to also sort of like know your peers. Because, yeah, I mean, all of you are coming from different primary schools and whatever.
Yeah.
And grade 8 is as hard as the first year of varsity. All right? So some sort of camaraderie. Yes.
Let's call a priest.
Like, you guys have to like be together, be one, be unit, whatever. So you go there, get to know each other and all of that. Mm. So in this instance, with the activities that were happening, one of the kids went missing because I think they had a water activity. And upon that kid going missing, he went missing because he drowned because it was a water activity. And plus minus 200 kids or whatever, all of them new to each other. They don't know each other in groups. I think they were done in groups of six or whatever. One of them goes missing. So the story from the school is that we didn't notice because, I mean, there were a lot of kids and whatever. Wow. And only the following day, whether they were taking roll call or one of the kids was like, yo, listen, I think Zbanbani, who's with us or who was in our team, is not here.
Didn't it happen a couple of hours later when they realized because of the kid who was, I think, what was in partner the,
yes,
with him.
With him, yes.
What has happened to the
other
kid?
My homie's not here. What's going on?
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, where's the guy? Look for him, look for him, look for him. Oh, actually, we just came from a water activity. He could have drowned.
What's the kid's name?
Enoch.
Yes. Mm. Look around. The next place you're going to look at is the water. Mm. And now, you are not a professional diver. You're not from the SAPS diving department or squad. So you have to call in the pros to come in and look for this kid. And they went, they looked, and I think he was found on Friday evening.
Wow.
And this happened on Thursday or Wednesday when they got there.
So during this whole time, what did they think he was?
I think it was, maybe it was carelessness or laxidaisy from the part of the school. Because I would like to think if you've got 200 people, at a point when something is done, you have to take roll call.
That's where it goes back to. It's like the negligence from the school.
Yes.
Definitely.
And the resort is like, the indemnity was signed with the school. Like,
and have they said anything?
Who?
Parktown Boys. Have they put out a statement?
I don't remember seeing one.
Yeah.
They haven't said anything.
Well, I think the principal did go to see the family, and obviously...
So I think communication between Parktown is between Parktown and the family thus far, and the the MEC.
Yeah.
Because for us to find out, the MEC actually tweeted on... Was it Thursday night? Yeah, it was Thursday night on some, yo, this happened.
And so now, no one knows exactly what happened to the kid.
Yeah, basically...
But now there are stories that are making rounds. I was reading in the City Press yesterday and the Sunday Times and whatnot. They're saying that, no, in inverted commas, the kid could not afford a life jacket.
What the fuck?
The kid, money was... Because also it's in the media in how they report certain things.
Mm.
There's a level of carelessness in how they report things. And there was that in articles that were brought out yesterday.
So who goes for to me, exactly. Okay, let's say now I'm going to a camp and I don't have a life jacket. Shouldn't that be already something that says she cannot enter the water in the first place because she doesn't have a life jacket? But then why risk the life and still send this kid inside the water if they don't have a life
jacket? But Nakona, if you go to a place that has a river or a swimming pool or whatever, any activity, I mean, if they have, let's say, those quad bikes, for instance, at a camp that you go to,
okay,
they can't say you didn't have a quad bike. Those quad bikes are provided by that place.
Yes.
You go, you pay to use them.
Yeah.
So if you're going to go river rafting, they're supposed to provide you with all the necessary safety gear.
That's my thing. No, if they're going to twist the story and say the kid could not afford to get... Hold on.
I'm saying there's a story going around saying he was also bullied. I was watching the news this morning and his mother says he had like a cut, a bruised lip on his lip and also on his forehead.
Wow, that makes sense.
I think he was bullied or something.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Because I'm also not
into twisting stories. There's also another case that I heard about that, where a kid drowned in the pool at the school. It's a primary school in Magaliesburg. A kid was found who drowned in the swimming pool. And then that's the one that when the mother went to the mortuary, found, because then it became a case of there was some kind of foul play that took place for this kid to be found left alone in the pool, drowned, just like that.
But I agree with what Tabang said. I heard rumors like that as well.
Yes, I'm just saying there's two stories. There's a kid who drowned in the school, and then there's this Parktown boys who drowned at...
But we're talking about camping. We're talking about the Parktown boys.
But there's actually...
And there's rumors that he did get bullied.
Is it?
Yes.
So, okay.
So forensic shows that there were marks, like Tabang is saying.
Uh-huh.
Mm.
But if it's in a river or a dam, for lack of a better word, there are things like...
Branches that could hurt you.
I'm playing the devil's advocate here. There are branches, there are rocks inside. And if you're drowning and your body's just free-flowing, for a lack of a better phrase, you will hit branches, you will hit...
Bruising is inevitable inside.
I'm just saying that is another possibility. I'm not saying that that's what you're saying is not true, but I'm saying there are those possibilities of getting in a situation of your body's underwater and it's just free moving.
But what does this say about the school, though? Because I think I've heard some other funny stories
about
Parktown
boys. Well,
obviously,
the school is going to hide behind the indemnity form that we gave out to all the parents. And then, because that's when now the school kind of like says, we gave you that form to sign. And therefore, the school is not liable for any injuries or any...
As a mother of a son, would you take your son to Parktown boys after this?
Right now? Mm. No.
The sad thing about it is, things like this have been happening throughout the country, right? And again, we've had this discussion before on the pod, in that because of social media, a lot of things are now getting exposed.
Yeah.
Right?
Definitely.
I know for a fact that our family lawyer at home, when he was in first year...
Your family lawyer?
Yes.
Wow.
We've got a lawyer at home.
Hmm.
He was first year. You know how first years get, like, seniors at hostel and whatever.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, do this. So there was an activity that was happening. And whether it was accidental or not, he got thrown into some sort of a pit. And he broke his back. Mm. He's on a wheelchair now. Well, he's been on a wheelchair since he was in first year.
Are you serious?
Did you not?
Mm.
And this is just one of many stories. I don't know about girls' schools. I've never been to a girls' school. But in boys' schools, when you are in grade 8, matrix you'll get treated like rubbish.
Mm.
So what I don't know is, when the boys went to camp, they're in Brit somewhere.
And boys' schools and are tough, eh?
Yes.
Yeah.
Were there matrix that accompanied them, or were they alone?
That's what I'm saying. Until
it would not make sense. Sorry to cut you off. It would not make sense. Like, we are all grade 8. I'm bullying you for what? Because we are all in the same space. We are all newbies.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. Until Parktown boys puts out a statement, it's all going to be rumors, hearsay. We're not going to know what actually happened.
Because I mean, maybe the poor boy,
but they can also spin it as well.
Exactly.
Yeah, because it's hearsay.
Mm.
Unfortunately, the other party is not here to say anything. Nobody's saying anything. Mm. Maybe if each and every one of those boys, but then again, they're still traumatized. They just came out of primary school. They're in high school. And this happens on your first day.
That's crazy.
Of school.
Yeah.
Because I would have suggested that each and every one of them maybe speaks to a psychologist.
Yeah.
And the psychologist probably tries to understand, in trying to sort of like get them proper, also try to understand, do you know what happened? Did you see anything? When last did you see this bloke?
Yeah.
Type of thing.
Yeah.
Were you ever bullied?
Once.
Oh.
Once.
What happened?
There was this guy. He was like big and stuff. And then he bullied me. We were in grade 7. And then, not that I'm advocating for this, I was so angry. First day, I didn't want to go to school. Or after it happened. And then my mom was like, oh, my grandmother, because I stayed with my grandmother at the time. My grandmother was like, dude, go to school. I went to school. I got bullied again. And because he bullied me not inside the school premises. He bullied me in the bus that we took to go back home. Right?
Yeah, yeah.
No, it's on, boy.
It's not a laughing matter. No, for real. It's not a laughing matter. Because you're going to hear what happened next.
Yeah.
So after he bullied me for like 2-3 days, the fourth day when I went back to school, I actually went back to school with a knife.
Eh? What?
Papa action.
He was also a bully. Yes, I went to school with a knife. Because the intention was, please try do what you did to me yesterday again.
How old are you?
To stab you. I was 11, 12.
You kidding?
I kid you not.
And you're ready to stab a mofo.
Yes. Because I was bullied. But now, there are people who go
Hey, Utla goes late. Just, have, just because we have priests now, she goes mofo.
PG-18.
So you see, I listen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So those are the kind of things that you go through. Some people go through it, come out of it unscathed.
So did you stab him?
No, I didn't. I was too chicken to do it.
So he continued to bully you?
Nah. At some point he stopped. It stopped. Luckily for me, it stopped.
Yes,
what was he doing when he was bullying you?
No, like, he like literally like you would like grab me by the shirt on some like whatever, steal my lunch.
Oh,
those
shame.
Kind of things.
You used to go to school with lunch.
Yes.
Who doesn't? Wait, what did you carry?
I used to buy at the school.
Cheese boy.
Cheese boy.
Blue cheese boy.
Some of us still had like a juice bottle. You know, a juice bottle.
I think I stopped carrying. I stopped carrying lunch when I was midway through high school.
Oh. And you, girls, lady, did
I
you
get bullied?
I carried
lunch to the. No, I never got bullied. I look like a bully.
Hey. I used to get bullied hard, bro.
Oh.
You never got bullied?
No, I used to get bullied hard.
Oh, what happened?
Crazy. But no, I think you looked at it as being bullied, but I don't think that's being bullied per se. And I'll tell you why. I think those who did that were actually envious of you because of
and
where
they were
you
fans,
were.
And they were your fans, actually.
No,
and
dude, I used to get bullied.
Like,
yes.
Oh.
It was crazy, and I was a nerd. I used to play magic cards and stuff.
Oh.
You used to play magic? Oh, wow. You didn't help yourself, eh?
I agree, he was
so
Cody.
What happened? How did they bully you?
No, they do that thing, Twappy.
The wedge. Oh. The wedge.
Yes.
That
really?
Also happened
yes.
to me.
Oh, you yeah. really went to a white school, eh? That's popular there.
But I think my
white boys love that.
Let's do a wedgie, bro.
Like, yeah, bro. Let's see that black ass in with a wedgie, bro.
Grab him by the belt, bro. Like, yeah, jeez, that's Keith, eh?
Yo, Oak.
Nah, Oak, stop that, eh? Stop that, Oak, eh? Stop that. Nah.
He's crying, man.
Don't cry, eh? Your mom is not ya. Your mom is not ya, bro.
Tavak, did you ever get bullied, bro?
Nah, I didn't. Okay. Nah, I haven't. I've never been bullied before.
Tavak's a 2000. They don't know what bullying is.
I want to ask, Tavak, so you're not currently getting bullied right now?
Yeah, I'm having a long bully too much.
Squinch. But he's a squinch. But the craziest
so he twappies you.
Don't cry, bro. Dude, don't cry, bro. Like, your mom is not ya. Eh? It's not ya.
Oh,
so
gosh.
The craziest thing
that's
that
a promo. That run.
The craziest thing that happened to me, speaking about school, right?
Yeah.
Caught it being bullied or punishment. I got that from a teacher.
Mm.
First day, grade one. So, you know, like, you know, you drop your bundles of joy there at school there. During my time, corporal
when I learned, you're still a bundle of joy, man. Mama's boy.
No, I'm a fiber of joy.
I'm sure she put that. A. When did you go back to work? Last week. She put a picture of you on her WhatsApp.
She took me to work.
No, she didn't take you. She put you on her WhatsApp. My boy is back at work.
First day at work.
With you smiling, with all your 32 teeth.
She made me as captain.
Yeah.
So first day at school, this was back in 1991, because I was on a grid when I was in grade one. Right, get to school, my mom drops me off, and whatever. So I'm young.
You went to school before we were free.
Got June 16.
No, that was 76. I went in 91.
People were free. It's June 16.
So Mandela was not even, I think he had just gotten out of, when did he get out? 91 or 90 or 92?
90, I think. But Somewhere.
Go to school, get there, mom leaves me, and I'm like, unfamiliar surroundings and whatever. And I start saying to the teacher, yo, I want to go back home. Mm-hmm. Like, I can remember I ran away from crèche.
Yes, mm-hmm. yes.
But school is not easy to do that, mm. right? Wow.
Just so, like prison.
Yeah.
You're not familiar with the with surroundings. The, with the, the surroundings.
Where can I escape here? And so I argue with this lady. She's like, you're not going anywhere. And at some point, she lost her patience. Mm. Corporal punishment was still allowed at the time. I was wearing a jersey, and she took a cane.
Uh-huh.
And she hit me so hard on my back, aww. Right? Mm. That.
Do you still have the mark?
I think I still have some of them now. Mm. When I got home, and I didn't realize my mother was behind me, and I was taking my jersey off, my entire white shirt was literally red because aww. Of blood. Mm. To a point whereby when my mom took me to the doctor that day, the doctor wrote a note and told my mom to go give that note to the cops because no such is allowed to be done to any child.
Mm. Mm.
First day.
Mm-hmm.
Grade one.
Wow.
That's insane.
Yeah, no, school is prison. You're right.
Yeah, school is prison.
School is prison. So that's essentially what went down. Mm.
Shit. All right, cool. What else did I want to talk about? All right, my phone is on today. Oh, guys. So I was bored, no? Mm. And then I decided to go back and listen to like previous episodes of the podcast. Whatever you do, when you finish watching this, do yourself a favor. Watch episode 5. Oh, my gosh. I've never loved so much. No, it's the 30 seconds.
The 30 seconds?
Yeah.
16. Hey, Kana King.
Statue of Liberty.
Yeah, oh, yes. I remember that.
Dude, I've never loved so much in my life.
What happened?
Just watch episode five.
Oh, episode my five. Goodness. Okay. It is hilarious. The last 15 minutes.
Yeah.
Yes.
That is the one when we were smoking.
I don't know if we were smoking because yes, I was listening.
Because it was me, your baby mama,
hey.
My girlfriend, and yourself.
Hey, we're lit.
Wow.
Ah, it was lit.
Are you serious?
It was lit.
Okay, I'm on to listen to episode 5.
And I'm listening back. I'm like, shit, man. We used to be funny, man.
Like
we're
comedians.
Serious.
Like comedians in this country.
Like you had a chance.
I'm like, shit, I missed this podcast. Which one is, you know, like we're free? Because we only had like 100 views at the time. So we wouldn't care.
Now you can't swear because you've got a whole pasta.
There's priests now. I'm waiting to be stopped by a cop. It's like, hey, I'm a chill. Somewhere on the highway.
No, but remember that cop in Poch?
Oh, yes. During your brawl.
Yeah, but yeah. I miss those days, man, where we could just say whatever we wanted. Hey, now we've got to be politically correct. We're feminists.
You can't say msunari.
Oh, really?
Oh, God. You see, your people are calling me again.
Who's calling you now?
It's those people, the people who are for the sound engineer job.
You see, now we have sound engineers, WhatsApp HR lines.
We have Botabang.
it's
Oh, no, but you got to watch it. Episode 5, do yourself a favor. Oh, it's hilarious, man. It is hilarious.
I'll check it out.
I can't wait.
What's here? AK and Zintle, is it true they broke up?
I don't subscribe to rumors.
Yeah.
But I don't think they broke up.
I don't subscribe.
But I thought Zintle is your friend. Why don't you just call her?
Nah.
Let's call her.
You reckon?
I think that's the first time you say nah in 2020.
Is it?
I think we're 2-3 episodes in.
Are you keeping count, Muna?
No, I'm just like, remember.
I miss the days when you didn't keep count. Episode 5. Oh, God.
I don't think they did.
Nah, I don't think so.
Yeah.
It looks PR-ish.
Well, don't they all?
When did this headline come out?
Wasn't it about 2 weeks ago in the Sunday papers? Yeah.
But is it that headline that she then did her own headline for herself?
Yes, with the Daily Sun or one of those newspapers.
What happened?
No, remember there was a Daily Sun headline, or because they
and AKA split up.
Split up
over Casper.
Like, over Casper, and then she's like, "No, how about this? DJ Zintle, the biggest DJ in Africa."
Oh, she did that. Oh,
exactly.
Wow, that's dope.
You see?
That's my girl. That's something Zintle would do.
Yeah.
I told her well. What else? What else did I write here? Oh, yes. One thing you and your partner fight about.
Washing dishes.
You lie. Don't you have a dishwasher, Moon?
No.
Mm. You are the dishwasher.
For some odd reason, yeah, I'm the dishwasher. Human being, I will call you back. Yeah, it's that.
Just that.
Yeah. Look, it's... And I know a lot of people say this. Like, a lot of chores that you did as a kid, doing them as an adult becomes a chore.
Mm.
I don't know if that makes sense.
Mm. It does.
Did you clean as a kid?
No.
Cheese boy.
Cheese boy.
Blue cheese boy.
Oh, carrying money. Definitely school for you wasn't a prison.
Yeah. It was a hotel.
If it was a prison, you'd been the warden.
Sajin. Oh, it's a fader. Yeah, you were fader.
Exactly. You know?
No, I used to clean, bruh. Stoop. No stoop with the police. Stoop. With you crop a stoop with the knees, chief. You put those things there on the knees there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because you know there's this thing that people do, right? They look at a girl, like look at ghost lady's knees there. It's like, ah, this one did not crop her. Her knees are too clean.
Mm.
Yeah.
Oh.
That type of thing.
Yeah.
No, I cropped from cropping. I used to do the garden as well. So I did the whole shebang.
Yeah. Mm. Okay.
So you're
except wash
well.
Dishes.
No, I did. I'm saying now they are laborious because...
Oh. La what?
Laborious.
Laborious.
2020.
Not laborious. Not laborious. No. Mm. Laborious.
Yeah.
Yes. When a ghost lady?
I've because there's something that irritates me with my hubby. So he always, you know how he looks very serious. He's those kind of guys that just, they just look too serious.
Yeah.
So I have a challenge for him for 2020. Like I literally implemented this yesterday. I was like, every day you are going to smile and show your teeth.
Okay.
Like, at moment, like a 5 minutes, you do it in the house and you do it publicly.
Yeah.
So even people must see your teeth, like smile, do it. So he's been doing this. So yeah, that's one of the things that I just normally fight about. Because you look at me, then I'll be like, are you angry? What's that look for?
No, but it's people's demeanor.
No, I don't like it.
You can tell who's married and who's not. Listen to what he's fighting about.
At least it's not about cheating another woman. Hell no.
Eh? She always goes through my phone.
But I think every person's phone is a holy grail.
Yeah.
Nobody's supposed to go to...
No, we welcome to.
Try telling my woman that.
No.
Put passwords. Muna.
Open it.
Actually, open it. I think if it's open, it will...
No, it's open.
Your phone.
Yeah. Don't put no password. Leave it there.
Oh,
yeah.
But buy those phones that have fingerprints. Ah, but if you sleep in, they can fingerprint.
No, I told her. When she goes to my phone, whatever she finds, she must deal with it.
No, but you put it there. You allowed it to enter there. No,
enter
you know.
Where?
The phone.
The dragon.
Okay.
You allowed it.
Look, I think usually when... This is just my theory, right? Mm-hmm. I think when somebody probably does something or they're looking for something to nail you on because they just want to have a fight, they will pick everything. Dishes, phone, going through your phone.
But she finds nothing because now, you know, I'm no longer the rocking guy.
I'm
the pop guy now.
It ends up a case on some like, if your friend say, hi, Mac, can you please send me Len's email address? It's a female, right?
Mm.
And you send them my email address. They say thank you and then blow you a kiss. That also becomes a problem.
Mm.
He blow you a kiss emoji.
I'd have a problem with that.
Why?
What is going on?
Nothing. I she was asking for Len's email address.
And then what's the?
It's a term of endearment, an emoji. Yes.
Of endearment. No.
It's not like she said thanks, McG. Can't wait for eggplant. No.
Well, it's gonna next. It'll move on.
Or peach eggplant.
No.
I'll tell myself.
It upgrades to that. That kiss.
The egg is cracked.
Yeah. No. Next week, then it's a pregnant emoji. Huh? What would have?
Maybe she's telling me that she is.
No. I'm just saying it will advance. First, it'll be that blowing a kiss. Then it's the eggplant. Then
so, if a friend of mine sends me a message on some, whatever, love you. No, love you too. Is that a problem?
Yes.
If it's a female.
Yes.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Why is she saying love you?
No.
Because, friends are not supposed to love each other.
No, they are supposed to, but...
But who said, okay, how do you determine that love you means I can't wait to eggplant you.
To eggplant.
At what point was that?
And
thing?
I can't wait to peach you.
I can't wait to give you the peach.
Hey, what do you think, Tama? What do you think?
Slice it in half, baby.
But you basically like said it, man. Like, if you go through my phone, you're going to get what you're looking for, even
exactly.
though it's not there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You might even blow things out of, like, way proportion and stuff.
That time
like
it's
that.
My cousin, dude.
So
cousin. Okay.
Blowing your eggplant.
So you
slicing
said,
peaches.
You said cousin's eggplant
cousin.
Now.
You? I love you.
Eggplant.
Eggplant. I'm not time, man. Incest.
Incest. I'm on a priest listening.
You.
That is
eggplant.
A frowned upon. This guy.
Oh, wow. More like pray emoji. That's what all you do.
Is it thank you or is it pray?
You know,
it's interchangeable.
It's interchangeable. So that's the only emoji
that
you can use.
Not eggplant.
Not even cousins. Just all your female friends.
And who decided the eggplant means I want to rock?
It just felt appropriate.
And it's definitely not a vendor guy because that thing is too short.
You know what I realized the other day?
Huh? That it was too short. That you're not a vendor guy.
Eggplant is like
No compare. You're like, oh man.
The color is off. I realize vendors are a dying species.
Why?
Huh? Serious.
Why?
How many vendors do you think there are in SA?
I know you, Lali. Glenn Lewis.
Take a guess. How many vendors do you think there are?
In SA?
There should be more than about 5 million.
Mm-hmm. You?
500,000.
You think 500,000?
Yeah.
I mean, have you seen how full Toyando Stadium is?
Yes.
Who do you think is going there, Muna?
It actually brings us to our game. I want to see how well you guys know. Oh, wait. You must decide, Ghost Lady.
Okay.
What game we're going to play.
Okay.
So it goes back to what I'm saying now.
Yeah.
Because there's only 800,000 vendors in SA.
800,000?
Yeah.
Oh, you guys are dying.
We're a dying species.
Wow.
Wang Ton.
Wow.
800,000.
So if you're dating a vendor man, hold on to him.
Or eat.
Twara emoji. Twara eggplant. Let's just take a moment of silence, guys. Just hold on to an eggplant. A vendor eggplant.
Because I bet when it's hard, you can swing on it like a branch.
Motazeni of South Africa.
You are swinging. Okay, sorry.
Yeah.
Len, that looks bad. You shouldn't be doing that.
So my game is I'm going to give you ethnicity. And must tell me how many there are in SA.
Oh.
And then you, what's your game?
My game is, so with your name, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we're not going to use McG.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to use MacGyver.
Or the vendor one.
Funzo.
Funzo.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Ghost Lady will use... Ghost Lady.
Yeah.
And Len, we can use Lionel.
Mm-hmm.
We can use Len. We will mm-hmm. decide. You must name an African country for each letter of your name.
Ooh.
Same with you.
Which one do you want to play, Ghost Lady? You decide.
Ah. I'd rather...
Choose.
Ethnicity.
Ethnicity
one, yeah.
It's mine too difficult.
No, well, actually, we can play both.
You want to play both?
Yeah, let's play both.
Okay, let's start with Mabena's one first.
Let's start in SA.
If I can be GL, though.
No, you are ghostly.
GL.
Can I just be a GL, please?
No, you're not a BM. I mean, a Benz.
Okay, Zulus. How many Zulus do you think there are?
50 million.
That's inclusive of our foreigners.
I kid.
They become Zulu.
I kid, I kid. In terms of population...
How many South Africans are there, first of all?
56 million, I think. Zulus account for 50 million of those. I love you guys. I love you guys.
Mteta of whom?
Mteta of whom?
Yeah.
Just think about... Never mind. Have you been to Brie late? So...
I'd say 20.
20 million.
20 million Zulus.
Okay.
I'd say 15.
15.
Because with 50, I'd say 15.
12 million.
Ooh.
So I'm the closest.
You're the closest.
Yeah.
Mm. So I won the vendors, ne?
Yeah, yeah.
Yes.
Tsonga.
5. I'm kidding. I kid.
Like
5.
I kid.
Show my jersey.
Papa Ben.
And his children.
We're gonna end the show right there.
Oh, there's a whole lot of guys. There's a whole lot. They are more than vendors.
Oh gosh. Yeah, so you're saying Shangan Tsonga.
There's 2 million.
2 million. You lucky guy.
This is inclusive of Papa Pedi in his case.
He's got a lot, eh?
Oh man.
I know this Shawelo and then
this Gian.
This Gian.
And Mozambique.
And Papa Pedi's house.
Oh gosh, yeah, that killed me, bro. Yeah.
900,000 are on the same as vendors.
1.5 mil.
1.5. Papa Ben.
He probably accounts for half.
Pedi.
Pedis.
Bomma Barit.
What's that?
Oh God, never mind.
Bomma. Bomme.
So there's a popular thing where.
Who's this Tato Tuso that's always trending?
Tato Tuso.
Hey.
I don't know.
Ntate Tuso.
Oh, Ntate Tuso. FM.
No, Lesedi FM. I actually listen to their homie. Every Sunday.
Is it?
I have been since I was a child.
He's lit. He's the Chilean of Lizetti.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, if only I knew what he was saying.
Yeah, yeah.
He's always on my timeline, bro.
No. He's live.
Yeah.
Oh, he's live. Yeah. Oh, shit, he's live. Yeah. He's live.
So there's 5 million, ne?
Betty's. Oh, no, I was telling you about Bomma Barili. So there's a... misperception or yeah that
Pedi boys, Pedi guys,
every time they date a girl who's not Pedi,
yeah,
for them to do anything, or if like you they date consult. A girl, they consult their mother and then they come to you and like Bomma Barili. So if you're a girl and you drink,
yeah,
like oh wow, Bomma Barili.
It's tough.
You wear a miniskirt, oh wow, Bomma Barili.
And they're always in a Limpopo every 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Basically.
They disappear.
Those ones that wear shiny suits.
Okay.
Yeah.
How many of them do you think?
Hey, they're everywhere.
There's 5 million.
3 mil.
3 mil.
Yeah.
2 mil. 2 million, baby.
Yeah.
Tswana. 7 million.
Mm.
9.
Boss Unana Rosso Mangwen. A Tswana girl once said.
4 million.
9, 7, I'm close. Wow.
You are closer.
Xhosa.
It's Zulus are 12 million.
12 million.
Yes.
I told you they run this country.
Yeah.
Okay. Xhosa's.
I mean, just look at Bri and Nord.
6 million.
Xhosa.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
Kaya Dlanga.
Trevor Noah.
Anele.
Anele.
Zosbini.
And the sister.
Siya Kolisi.
People from the Eastern Cape. People in Midrand.
People with no furniture.
4 million.
4 million.
Yeah.
It is 8 million. Xhosas.
8 million.
8 million fundi.
Chin galok.
Chin galok. We are cock.
Yeah. Wow.
Swati.
3.
You?
Ah, shit.
A mil, 2 mil.
Cause lady.
Yeah.
This is including the wives of the king.
Of the king.
That's in Swaziland.
It's
now.
But there's what?
1.2 million.
1.2?
Yeah.
More than vendors. There's more Swatis than vendors.
Yeah.
I get the king is rocking. And then he sends them to South Africa. He's like, go.
Go represent.
Yeah.
These ones had to be combined. Indian and Asian people.
Hey, man. Hey, man.
And white people.
No, Asian.
Asian.
Hey, man. One time. What you want, huh?
But my friend.
2 million.
2 million.
Legal or illegal ones?
Legal. These are the ones counted for.
The ones who are counted.
Lanesia, Phoenix. Can I have that one in Pretoria?
Deben. Lodium.
Lodium. But my 8 million. Huh? No, but they're the minority.
Yeah.
So four.
1.2.
Mm. Wow.
Mm. Coloured.
Exebra. look, Cape Flats.
4 million.
6.
You're going for 6?
Hmm.
4 million.
Uh-huh.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. White people.
10.
10?
I'm kidding. Just over a mil. 1.8, close to 2 mil.
Oh.
Hmm.
So there's more white people than vendors.
Duh. Because you guys are only in one province.
Yeah.
White people are in 9 provinces.
White people, 4 million.
Four million, you're right.
Oh.
Yeah.
Good one.
Yeah.
But there you have it.
Yeah. Mm.
White people are, so there's 8, 16, 24, 32, 40. So, for every one vendor, there's 5 white people.
Ah, shame. You know? And then foreigners?
Foreigners.
How come Sotho people were not on this list?
I'm going.
Oh.
Sotho people.
Yeah, I was catching the next feelings there.
Sotho. Sotho.
Reboma 9 million.
Reboma.
I'm Sotho.
Yeah.
Reboma 9 million.
Ah, 6.
6. Yeah, you're getting good at this, eh?
Wow.
Yeah, hey. 6 million.
6 million.
Have you ever done a census?
No.
Oh, okay.
And
remember, they used to knock.
I thought you were the person who was knocking at people's houses. How many of you? Yes. How many of you are here? Sotho's, vendors. I think vendors, they count them all in one house. And they done.
All right. And lastly, Ndebele. I'll be shocked if you get this one. Yeah. Mm.
700,000. No, they're less than vendors.
They're less than vendors.
I don't know.
Yeah, they're less, ne?
Mm.
I
say 700,000.
400.
800,000.
Oh, yeah. Shame.
So you and Debit, why don't you combine? You get power in numbers.
But I wonder where dice pieces.
Like,
so, but wait, effectively then, this picture gives you a picture of why the country is the way it is.
How so?
No, I'm not saying the majority of the numbers are fucking shut up. No.
Mm.
All I'm saying is when it comes to electioneering type of thing, right? A lot of Zulu people, and that's why ANC likes canvassing
in
KZN.
Mm.
So this is when I miss episode 5.
What?
So now you're getting serious.
And Gauteng as well. Because I think predominantly you get Zulus in Gauteng and in KZN.
Mm.
And
anyway.
ANC loves those two. You see, that's why it makes sense.
Ish.
Notwithstanding Jacob Zuma, but we're not there.
Yeah. Anyway, so yeah, let's wrap it up. Anything you want to say before I make some announcements?
Also have to do lens
you don't want
to
play my game.
Oh, I will play it next week, Chief. We don't have time. We're
doing the Chili M story.
No, not even.
You're dragging.
We'll play it next week.
No, he's going to go home and he's going to be like,
M. Practice. No. Let's do it fast. Let's do it fast.
Okay, we can do it with, like, you can do it with
GL.
Ghost. You can do it with Mac G.
Yeah.
I'll do it with Len.
Okay.
L-E-N-N.
Okay.
Come,
sweet.
You start.
No, you start.
Okay, L, Lesotho.
Mm-hmm.
E, Ethiopia.
Mm-hmm.
N, Namibia.
Mm-hmm.
N, Nigeria.
Mm. G,
Gambia.
Ah.
Oh.
Orange Free State.
Overseas.
No, but you missed H though. It's G-H.
Oh, H. Look at all the letters I have. Ha. Is there a country in Africa that starts with an H?
I think.
And if you say Africa or all over the world?
Just Africa.
Is there a country in Africa that starts with an H?
Top of mind.
No.
I can't think of one right now.
Yeah. There's no O. S, Swaziland. T, Tanzania.
Oh, you're going to go there?
Lesotho.
Okay.
Angola.
Uh-huh. Durban.
Durban.
Skip the T. Y-A-W-A. I tried.
Do you normally do that?
Which one?
skip the D.
Yeah, if it's foreign.
No wonder he's not smiling. Anyway, no, we are here.
We're at a time. Be fast. Yeah, M.
Mauritius,
mm-hmm.
Angola,
yes.
Congo, and Guinea.
Nice.
Yeah, there we go. Done. All right. Sweet.
He was there thinking.
Yeah, you've been thinking.
Ah, please, man.
Probably you Googled
it. Anything you want to say Googled before we leave?
Yes, 14th of February.
Oh, yes. 15th of Feb.
Is it 15th
of Yeah, the hookup. Yes, 15th of Feb. We're excited. 012 Pretoria, we're coming. A lot of people have been asking us to come.
Yeah, no, we definitely got to do Pretoria, man.
Yeah.
Definitely.
So it's called The Hookup. It's a speed dating party.
Yes.
Yeah. And a lot of people are asking me if they are not single and they just want to come and party, they can still come, right?
Whether they come, that's up to them.
Yeah.
We can't determine
that. No, but
that.
For the game itself.
No.
Come to the sorry.
They want to come to the party.
Okay.
There's a party afterwards. Right?
Yes. I guess we're gonna do the speed dating thing, and then we're gonna party.
Are they coming
after.
Alone or? Because you can speed date and meet a friend. Hopefully they're not gonna send you eggplants.
My man, Alan, it's Valentine's.
Yes.
So there are people who are not single that wanna come to
but
the
Valentine's
party.
But Valentine's is on the
14th. Yeah, but it's a Valentine's weekend, Mona.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, sharp.
So they can come with their partners.
Yeah, come.
Yeah, to party.
Yes, you don't. But you're just not going to be part of the speed dating.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's open to everyone, not just single people.
Yes.
Yeah.
But we want predominantly single people.
Yeah, for the speed dating.
Mm.
So I'll put up a link in the comment section if you want to register to be a part of the speed dating.
Yes, definitely.
Yeah.
Do we have a dress code?
No. Should we have a dress code?
No, we don't have to.
No, but I mean, dress code wise, are you going to come dressed in like... Like, oh, do you want to look suave? Oh, it's up to you, really.
It's up to you. Look your best, man.
Wear something red.
Something red.
That's cheesy.
That's very cheesy.
Yeah, like MacGyver when he was in primary school. Let's not do that.
So, yeah, 15th Feb, the hookup is happening in Pretoria. Speed dating party. We're going to start at about 1.
Do we have a venue now?
Yeah. I'm waiting. No, it's not 012.
Oh, 012 is the dialing code.
Yeah, for Pretoria. Yeah.
I thought there was a venue called 012.
No, the venue I'm going to confirm by tonight.
Okay.
So 012 is Baby, Are You Coming?
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
To the hookup?
Yeah.
No, it's a song.
The song.
Yeah. Okay. So, I've lost my train of thought. Where are we? Speed dating.
You said you're going to confirm the venue tonight.
Yeah, I'm going to confirm the venue tonight.
Yeah.
But the link will be up by the time this is up.
Yes.
So you can register. And be a part of the speed dating.
Cool.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Another thing is we're looking for a producer. I could have found a sound engineer.
Mm.
So now we're looking for a producer.
Mm.
Yeah.
We're getting serious, eh?
Yeah.
Please send the family. Send an email. Do not call because your calls are not going to be answered.
Oh, okay.
Send an email.
Yeah. So send us your profile. We're looking for content producer so we don't forget things. Because people are having me for last week.
Yes.
Yeah, you must be more prepared.
Yeah.
And your phone, you know?
Yeah. So if you're very articulate, you're good with producing content, you'd be a good producer, dog.
Me?
Yeah.
Yes. I quit the job, bruv. I've quit that job.
Yeah.
I've quit like those.
Okay, so what kind of producer do you think we need since you were
somebody
who's
vibey, yourself? Somebody who knows what's happening.
Yeah, because we never know what's trending. Like, no, I don't know what's trending.
Speak for yourself.
See, that's why you should be our producer.
Yeah. I'm busy. I've got a job.
Okay.
Guys.
Mm.
I've got a job.
Okay.
Like, relax, I'm busy. So
okay, so tell
somebody who's vibey, somebody who's in the know-how, somebody who knows how to research.
Yes.
Somebody who's got their finger on every pulse.
Yeah.
Thing.
Yes.
When you wake up, you must know what the hell is going on. You must know there's a budget speech happening at the end of or sometime during Feb. You must know the State of the Nation address is happening and those kind of things. You must be on the ball, man.
Mm.
Yeah. Nice. So yeah, nice. Drop us your profile on the WhatsApp line, podcast on the email, podcast@thisismagg.com, And yeah, that's it.
Oh, the other thing, Black Friday, if you want us to profile your business, just go to thisismcg.com and go to contact us. There's a form there. Just fill it up and give us your details, everything, your business, what it's about. There's like a little box there with message.
Yeah.
Just rock all of that. And then, yeah, you could be chilling with us, telling us what your business is, what you do, where you are, blah, blah, blah. Because everybody wants to know. And yeah, we're trying to plug everybody out there who's...
Hey, that, the sneaker guy. Hey, that was dope. Yeah. Did you see the sneaker guy?
I did.
Yo, yo, people are making money out here, bro.
People are like winning out there.
But you know what I find sad? Are we out of time?
Yeah, yeah, got 10 seconds.
Because this is going to take long.
We'll talk about it next week.
Okay, cool. All right, but cool. I still find it sad, though.
Yeah. We out of here. Podcast and chill. Boom. Shout out to Tabang. Shots by Tabang.
Shout out to the ghost lady. What by the ghost lady?
Yeah, shout out to the ghost lady. Yeah, she knows. She knows.
The voice by Ghost Lady.
Yes. We are here. Boom. Podcast and chill.
Before she skips the D.
Yeah, it's foreign.
Me. But also you. The Pharaoh fast forwards his favorite foreign film. Powder donut. Okay, what's my line?
The only line I see here on the script is get options based on your budget with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive.
Oh, man. That's a tongue twister, huh? I'm sorry, I'm going to need a few more minutes. Bulbous Walrus. The Bulbous Walrus.
The Name Your Price tool. Only from Progressive.
The owl ran afoul of the comatose coxswain.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.